Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Living and Thriving with Rusty.
Good morning, good evening, good afternoon to all my blessed beloveds out there in Radio Land. You're listening to Living and Thriving with Rusty, and guess what? It's Humpty Hump Day. Yes, dare I say it. Oh, mass marketing is incredible, and it was such a fun thing to do, and now it's related to a Camel and a Geico commercial, but neither here nor there. It's still Wednesday, my first favorite day of the week, and I get to share this next half an hour with you, and I'm so blessed and so grateful. So thank you for being here. Today is a crazy busy day for Chloe and I. So I host two radio shows on Wednesdays. I started archery with my daughter. That's been a very fun experience for both of us. And believe it or not, I'm actually rather natural as an archery lady. So that's been a lot of fun. And then Chloe has dance. And tonight, if you are local, please, please come on down to Laurel May's Cottage in Rochester, New Hampshire. I will be speaking about my new series. My new talk is Inspiration and Survival, and Journey Through Life and How to Live It. And it's going to be a pretty intimate affair. And as I understand, there's several people already signed up and looking forward to tonight. So that's 7 p.m., Rochester, New Hampshire, Laurel May's Cottage. Stop in and have a cup of tea with me, and let's journey through this beautiful life that's just filled with lots of crazy adventures and really holds us to learning how to be human and not sucking at being human, which is part of the topic tonight. I'm really, really thrilled to talk to Joe Nunes. He is this amazing person that fell across my desk. As you know, I don't believe in coincidence. I believe that fate is what it is. And what a topic today. He's going to help us bust karma. And karma is such a beautiful, beautiful thing. Chloe and I were goofing around, and she went to hit me the other day, and she accidentally hit herself. And my friend and I looked at each other, and I said, see, that's pure karma. That is a lesson by experience, and Joe is going to help us bust it. So I'm looking forward to pulling him on. We're going to go directly to our sponsors today, and thank you for sponsoring Living and Thriving with Rusty, and Ask a PI at 2:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time here at Blog Talk. Also, would love sponsors, so feel free. We are growing by leaps and bounds, and because you share this show with your friends and family, it has become an international hit, and I was nominated as the world's best radio talk show host by Radio Nation, and those results should be in soon. So I'm really looking forward to finding out what that means for me, but it's an honor, and it's all because of you, so thank you. Our first sponsor is Magnet Emporium Store. They have an extensive selection of magnet therapy products at affordable prices, so go visit them. They are a one-stop source, and it's magnetemporiumstore.com.
In a world where businesses are plagued by overwhelming numbers of difficulties, one support network will rise to protect business owners from devastation. Dreams Woven Support Network. Under the guidance of the experts at Dreams Woven, business owners will be able to stay focused and stay motivated as they work their way toward their dreams. To run a business is to fight in a battle against a fleet of hardships that threatens to bring the business toward failure. To win that battle, one must have the adequate resources and a plan to combat the seemingly endless barrage of hardships. With the power of the Dreams Woven Support Network, obtaining the resources and plan for the battle of business is simple. By using the multitude of tips and resources provided by Dreams Woven, one will be able to vanquish any hardships that arise and bring one's business to success. $8.97 is all it takes to acquire the power of Dreams Woven. Sign up today at DreamsWovenSupportNetwork.org to achieve success for your business and to have your dream woven into reality.
Living and Thriving with Rusty is proudly sponsored by Lady Hawk & Associates, a full private investigation firm. Contact Lady Hawk & Associates today 941-275-1920. Remember, Lady Hawk and Associates can help you uncover, recover, or discover. Call 941-275-1920.
Very cool, very cool. Don't forget to check out my new blog post, A Warrior Child, and it inspired me. I was very inspired to write about what my warrior child, my inner child, would be like, and how survival and instinct and drive and motivation and inspiration moves us forward through even some of the toughest times. And with the climate of our world right now and all the oogie boogies out there, you know, it's nice to sit back and envision some positive energy and motivation to move forward and to make the right choices. So check out my blog at rustymcdonald.com/blog. Very easy. I'm trying to pull Joe on. Good morning, Joe. How are you?
Good morning, Rusty. How are you? Thanks for having me.
I am groovy. I'm totally groovy. I'm really looking forward to talking to you about your work. It's really interesting. Karma busting and spiritual selling, you know, what a fitting day to have you on as well, because I have my big speech tonight and it's jam-packed in life. And so I think you're going to help myself and many other listeners move forward in a very graceful and beautiful way. So tell us who you are and what you do.
Well, my name is Joe Nunziata. I'm originally from Brooklyn, New York. And I'm an unlikely person to be doing this work. I grew up in a kind of conventional house, and my dad was a New York City cop who became a detective who passed away on the job when I was 12 years of age. Kind of sent me into a tailspin, and I did a lot of different things and ended up didn't go to college and went to work and went bankrupt twice by 30, which is actually what led me into this work. I was very upset and very frustrated, and I started actually with therapy. And then little by little, I started learning a little bit about metaphysical principles and energy principles and met a couple of very amazing people and one enlightened master teacher, and started to really work on myself. And little by little, as you're doing this, people started coming to me and noticed that I was different, and they started asking me what I was doing. And I started out by just kind of sharing what I was learning and experiencing with them, and it evolved from there. And then I ended up teaching it and writing books, and so it's been a very interesting journey and a very unexpected one, certainly for me, because I certainly didn't come from a place of a spiritual base that I would be doing this work, but it's been amazing.
So when you were a kid, you had this great dad who, you know, he was a police officer and then a detective, and he really got into crime and all of this wonderful stuff. It must have been a little intimidating in some respects to live in a household with a crime fighter. I mean, he's the ultimate Clark Kent, right?
Yeah, and he was also a very dynamic personality, you know, one of those people gravitated to, very gregarious, you know, everybody liked him. He kind of had that kind of energy. Some of that, which he passed on to me as a speaker, which I said that's part of my karma, was getting that energy from him. And yeah, it was definitely an interesting experience, you know, growing up with that type of person who was kind of a bigger than life figure. But again, and he went down a road that was not a good road and ended up leading to his demise. But yeah, it was an interesting energetic. Now looking back, I look at it from an energetic perspective, and it's very different because it helped me develop as myself into what I would ultimately end up doing.
I think that's terrific, and that's a lot of what I teach about and coach about is, you know, what are the stepping stones that we didn't even recognize that were put into place to guide us in the direction that we're supposed to be in. And I find it fun when I meet people who are on that same wavelength and they get it. So when you were a kid, what did you want to be when you grew up, you know? What was your ultimate fantasy as a little boy?
You know, I don't know that I was kind of, I grew up, once that happened, I felt very responsible. So I didn't really think about what I wanted to be. My feeling was, how do I help my family? Which is why I didn't go to college. I went right to work because I felt like I needed to work and start making some money. There was not a lot of focus on what I wanted to do from the perspective of what do I want, which, of course, a lot of people experience. They just go out, go to work, and start doing something. And that was that was something. I was just thinking, I just wanted to make money, so which is what led to my two bankruptcies, because I never was locked into what I was doing. I was just doing it to make money,
right.
And I was dealing with a lot of emotions and issues, and then I ended up failing. So it wasn't, I never, until I was older, I really didn't have this idea, wow, this is, you know, oh, I get to select what I want. It was almost like, oh, I get to pick what I want to do. I don't just kind of end up in this space. So that was a very different thing for me as well. It was like, oh, I get to make this decision and pick what I want to do. And then as I got older, I started to really teach, and I started to really enjoy the teaching elements of doing this work, and that's when I got kind of locked into to what I do now.
Now, did you find it really breathtaking? I think I found it very breathtaking, so I'm just curious if we share this moment. When you realize that you actually have control over yourself and people don't actually control you, there's not, you know, Great and Powerful Oz is really a guy behind the curtain, but you can open the curtain.
Yeah, it's funny. Yeah. I use that analogy all the time because I say, you know, we're searching for something, like we're searching for the wizard. I actually have one of the programs I teach is You Are the Wizard, based on that story, because
right.
I'm saying you're looking for the wizard, but you actually are the wizard. And
right.
I think it's very empowering and on some level scary to understand that you're the one controlling everything that's happening in your life. And I will tell you, many people resist, of course, that idea, because when something bad happens, they can't accept that I created this negative thing for a purpose. And that, of course, is a very, it's powerful and scary at the same time. And I think a lot of people, myself included, when I first started to really understand it, it was kind of overwhelming in a way to say, wow, you know, I have to really step into this space and say, okay, I'm creating everything, good, bad, or indifferent, not that there's any such thing, but as we see it, and I have to understand, it really was about understanding why I'm creating it, which is what I teach people. It's not about what you're creating is obviously you're doing it for a reason, but really understanding why you're creating it is when you become much more powerful in understanding yourself and then realizing what you're doing and why you're doing it and what purpose it serves in your life. Then you start to really get some traction, and then you can move forward. And that, to me, was where it really started to shift.
So talk to us a little bit about how that shift happens. What is it, you know, you have to really, I think you have to stand in yourself, look at yourself honestly and say, you know what, you're human, you screw up all the time, you make mistakes, and that's awesome. That's awesome, because that's what we're here for. We're here to learn and grow and know. And talk to us about your process in regards to really understanding that human piece of owning yourself, acknowledging and forgiving and loving yourself so that you can move on.
Yeah, and where I actually start in that process is really with acceptance and basically
mm-hmm.
accepting everything, including yourself. Because you've got to accept that in human form, you know, we're in human form. So we have good things, we have positive qualities, we have some negative qualities, you know, things are going to go well, we're going to screw up. It's part of being human. So I think that acceptance of yourself, obviously first, and just say, okay, that's me. I am out here doing what I'm doing, and there will be good days and bad, and I'll have positive results, and some days maybe not so positive. But I have to accept myself as perfect for my journey. And then I can accept everybody else, which makes my whole life a lot easier. So I really start off always with the principle of full-out acceptance of you, and then full-out acceptance. Then you can really accept the world. But until you really accept yourself, it's very hard because you keep judging everything, and then that's what really slows people down. So the idea that I have to be in this full state of acceptance 24 hours a day, regardless of what's going on, is a very powerful principle, hard to execute sometimes in this physical world or this third dimensional world. But that's the beginning of really shifting yourself into self-love, because you can't love yourself if you don't just accept, okay, this is me, and I accept myself, warts and all, and I'm going to embrace myself and love myself and know that I'm human and I'm going to screw up like everybody else.
Right. Give us three wonderful things that will help us break into, because it is a process, it is a journey, just like everything, nothing's easy, there's not a magic pill, there's not a, you know, a wand that we can tap on our forehead and make everything perfect. Give us three steps that you would suggest to start us out on cleaning up our karma and being good with who we are.
Well, I like to always have people ask themselves questions and looking at your life from a different perspective. So the first thing I have people do is to say to them, okay, you have to see yourself as the point of creation all the time. So that's the first thing is you have to say, okay, everything is being created from me. Everything that's happening in my life is coming off of me. So the first thing is to kind of acceptance, right, that I am the point of creation. So that would be the first step. The second thing that I have people do all the time is I'll say, okay, when something happens, especially something that's upsetting, you would say to yourself, why did I create this situation right now? Why did I attract this? Why did I do it? What is the reason? Because it's always going to be tied to an emotion. And the next thing I have people do is to really identify the feeling that they're having based on this circumstance, because the emotion is really what it's all about in clearing the energy. And the karma is to say, this is what I'm feeling. Now, when we think about emotion, we have two levels. I always think of it as two levels, which is the surface, which is I'm angry. But really what we want to do is go underneath the anger and say, okay, how do I really feel? So that's what people really get stuck, I think, Rusty. They don't go underneath. They kind of deal with it in a very physical world level. I'm angry, I'm upset, I'm sad. And then people will go into some type of behavior and not actually get to what they feel. So the critical piece of the work for me was to say, okay, I'm angry. Why am I really angry? What am I really feeling? And then people start to understand, well, I'm feeling unappreciated. I'm feeling unloved. I'm feeling abandoned. I'm feeling, unsupported. So then they're starting to understand what they really feel, which is what generated this event in the first place. Then we can dissolve that energy. But that's a process that people have to go through and be very aware of their emotional state, which, of course, is something that takes time. And it took me a long time because I didn't feel any feelings in the beginning to finally get to say, okay, I can identify what I feel and understand it and accept it and deal with it. But it was a long process. But that's the best way that I have found to help people begin the process and really live in that space on a daily basis.
So we have a few minutes. I really want to get into your motivation, your inspiration, what drives you to wake up every morning and go, hello, and shake people like me who are just as stubborn as all get out. talk to me about what inspires you, what gets you moving, what excites you about your work.
You know, I feel like it's part of my karma also. My DNA is teaching, and I have a green energy, which is a teacher's aura. But it's part of who I am, and I just get very excited when somebody has that recognition. And when I get emails like I get every single day, when I come and look at my computer and I see people from all over the world who are saying, I read your book, or I saw you somewhere, or I was just in New York for a week, I got a whole bunch of people responding, Facebooks and everything else. And knowing that those people are now shifting their life in a positive way is tremendously motivating for me, because I know that, I know where I was, and I know where I came from, and I know what I've been able to do and make my life so much better. So the idea that I have this ability and this knowledge, that my desire is to help other people who are in the same shape as me, or worse or better, but really help those people live the life that they came to live. And that is my mission, and that is why I'm here. And I don't mean that in an egoic sense. It's more of like that just happens to be like somebody who's a great painter or someone who's a great musician. We all have our thing, and it's part of our mission, and that's what we're here to do. So we're here to share our gifts with the world, and again, doing it from a position of love, not ego, and say, hey, I'm just here to share this because this is something that I happen to be good at in this lifetime, and this is what I'm here to do. It's that sense of mission and purpose that's so powerful.
So talk to us about, how do we find out what our karma color is? That's interesting. I've never even thought of it.
That's aura. No, that's not karma color. That's aura. That's
aura.
Like aura.
Okay.
People have different auras, different colors. Different colors of auras are different, represent different things. So there are people who read your auras. I don't, but the people who have read my aura have said to me, you have a green energy, or green aura, which is the aura of a teacher. So it's interesting. That was just another sidebar, but that was fun.
No, that's okay. That's okay. I love sidebars. Because I think my aura is tie-dyed myself.
your aura is what?
Tie-dyed.
Oh, okay. It could be. It could be. You could be in the 60s. We don't know. You could be somewhere in the 60s right now.
That's right. That's right. I got my go-go boots.
That's right. You're all set.
I'm all set. So talk to us about spirituality, spiritual selling, your book. What is it about? What are you referring to?
Well, Spiritual Selling I wrote before, actually a number of years ago. Karma Buster was my new book. But, I was a business guy, so I was a sales and marketing guy for many, many years. When I started learning this work and I saw that it was energy, and they said basically, okay, your energy is affecting everything. It's everything is impacted. Your energy doesn't slice and dice and say, well, you know, your energy will be this in business and this at home and this over here. So I realized that my energy was affecting my business, and I wanted to overlay the energy work onto sales, which was I was a sales trainer, so this is what I did. And on my early days, I'm teaching nuts and bolts and writing a script and what you say and say they say this and you say that. And then I realized that was really obsolete because really it makes no difference. What's really happening in a sales situation is you and I are exchanging energy. And I have to understand what's happening energetically in that exchange. And my desire and my goal should be to create a balanced exchange of energy. But that really doesn't happen unless you feel good about yourself and you love yourself and you feel you deserve to receive. So I started to take those principles and apply them into the world of business. And the other part of it that I use a lot with people is attracting the types of clients and the types of opportunities that are good for you and that will help you go forward and help you elevate yourself. So a lot of people say, I can't get any good clients or nobody pays me or I have all these problems. And what's really happening, what I want them to understand is that's not happening. See, we're caught up in our society of work hard. We're like hard workers, work harder, do more work, put in more hours, make more phone calls. But that's not the answer. The answer is if I'm not generating or creating what I want, especially when we look at it from a business perspective, which is very black and white in a numbers world, then that means there's something within me that is blocking that from happening. So I have to deal with my emotion and my feelings, and when I do that, then I can start to create different results in that world. But the business world is very kind of, they're in that stringent kind of mindset that, okay, you do A, B, C, and you get D, and then when you don't get D, they don't understand what happened, and what really happened was their energy was not aligned with what they wanted to do. So it's really showing people how to overlay this work into business.
All right. So where do we find you?
You can go to my main site is Joe Nunz, JoeNunz.com, and that has all my info on there that you'll see my events and my books and all my stuff. So JoeNunz.com. I'm based in Southern California. Like I said, I was just in New York. I travel, but I do a lot of webinars and stuff online so people can join in and get some free stuff and listen to some things that I'm doing and get an idea of the work.
Very cool. So talk to us a little bit about, shifting the energy so that we can make changes in our lives. What steps would you recommend somebody who's listening to shift that energy?
Well, really, to shift your energy, it's an emotional process. And I think one of the things we get stuck in, we're very mental in our approaches to change, because if we want to make a change, we learn to, be mental, make a plan, do this, do that. That's kind of how we look at life and that's how we approach things. In this work, it's very emotionally driven. So we don't really, the thinking part of it really goes out the window. So the way you shift your energy is understanding what you feel and then allowing yourself to feel that feeling with no judgment. So if you're upset about something, you have to allow yourself to be upset. Now, what ended up happening to a lot of us growing up was when I was a kid, and if I went to my mother and said, I'm upset, she would say to me, don't be upset. What that did was that stopped me from feeling the feeling that I really needed to feel. And now I repressed that energy and emotion, and by repressing it, I held that vibration. So in energetic work, what happens is I'm going to keep sending out that vibration of energy and recreating that circumstance until I deal with it on an emotional level. That's why people get stuck in a pattern. What they don't realize is it's not a mental pattern, it's an emotional pattern. You're holding the same anger or unresolved feeling from when you were a kid, and you're recreating the same thing that happened with your mother or your father with, your boss, your boyfriend, your girlfriend, your husband, your wife, your kids. So we have to understand, where is this coming from? What is this emotional base that's creating this situation? Once you're able to do that, then when you feel the feeling, and I mean you really actually have to sit with it and feel it, And I went through tremendous releasing of energy. I do a lot of chakra clearing and energy clearing work where I show people how to clear that energy out, and then you shift your vibrational field. And when you do that, you no longer recreate that same problem anymore. And that's really what the work is about, is really bringing it down to how do I get to this feeling, how do I understand what I'm feeling, how do I identify it, feel it, and then let it go, and not try to be in your head, and not judge it, and not say it's good or bad. It's just a feeling that you must address.
Well, and I think that's part of the whole, I think we have to mentally purge a lot of the crap that we've been surrounded with throughout our lives, and we tend to demonstrate and teach negativity, negative self-images, negative emotions, and we do a really, really poor job at teaching how to cope, how to deal, how to be positive, and even how to reach out to ask for help. And a lot of cleaning up the karma is about getting good and getting real with who you really are, not the fear-based thinking that we've evolved into having as we've grown up in a society that, you know, isn't always very nice. It's not a very pretty or nice environment that we live in. I think a lot of us workers, light workers, are really trying to push and make a movement to have more positive energies with our children in the next generation, teaching them that, you know, they're beautiful and they're amazing, which was different than what we were raised to believe. Talk to us a little bit about that aspect, you know, in your personal life. I know I killed my TV. I totally banned it. I don't watch TV. I don't watch the news. I don't watch anything that could potentially give negative value to my life. And sometimes it's a bad thing, but for the most part, I really found that there was a transformation within myself. I'm not so stressed out. That was a huge one. What kinds of things do you do that you would model for somebody who's going down this path to bring in more positivity so that that helps them purge?
I'm with you. Yeah, I watch. I mean, I do have TV, but I don't. And I'm a sports fan. Primarily is why I do that. But
that's been ugly too. I've heard.
It gets a little. But I'm a giant. I grew up in New York as a big sports fan, so I kind of like that. And I do like movies a lot. I'm a movie guy, but I'm really not a big news watcher.
Me too.
I don't really watch the news at all, because really it's the same nonsense, and it's all really. You see, what happened for me, which was I worked in advertising, selling advertising on the news. And I saw how they built the news. So
right.
I knew that the whole thing was all manipulated to sensationalize something to get people to watch. So I'm saying, really, you're watching stuff that's not really even true, number one. And it's been manipulated for you, so you watch it, and it's all bad. So I'm not – that's the first – you know, I don't want to put myself in that energy at all. But I will tell you the thing that has been the most important, and it's hard to do, but the bottom line really is, the less I think, the better I do. So thinking always takes me down a bad road. So the more I'm in my feelings, the more I'm in a state of high vibration of love, the more I'm just staying focused on what I want to do. See, what happens is if I stay focused on what I'm doing and what I want to do and what I'm creating, I'm always in a good space. The minute you start thinking, you start creating problems. And people say, you know, this is what I want to do, but... And then they start getting into all the mental. Oh, I don't have enough money. Oh, I didn't go to school. I didn't do this. I didn't do that. Instead of just being, and I always kind of use the Forrest Gump example. It's like, Forrest Gump, that's really what we need to be doing, is to just say, he just said, this is what I want to do. I want to have a shrimp boat. Everybody told him, don't have a shrimp boat. But he didn't care because he's like, this is what I want to do. And eventually, of course, he becomes successful because he's just doing what feels good for him. And that's the place to live every day. But your brain jumps in, and then you expose yourself to all these negative things. Oh, the economy's bad, and this is going on. Obama did something. And next thing you know, you start clogging up your gears. So the bottom line is, if I know that I'm the creator of my life, then all that stuff really has no relevance on what I'm creating, because I'm creating what I want. But that's a place to live. That's a high place to live.
All right, we're down to the wire, Joe. I can't believe it, because I have a feeling that we could just keep going and really inspire and brighten up people's lives. Tell us where we can find you, and no pressure, but in 15 seconds or less, what is the one message you want over 300,000 people internationally to take away from today's show?
Or you can find me at Joe, again, JOENUNZ.com. If you have any questions, you can contact me directly there as well. My one message to you is this: trust your feelings and follow your gut and love yourself. That is your job. All your job is to heal yourself. You heal yourself, everything else is going to be great. So focus on you. Make yourself the most important person in the world. Focus on your own healing, and the rest of your life will fall into place.
Very cool. It was such a treat to have you, Joe, and I really invite you to come back in 2015 when I have openings again, and let's chat some more. I really enjoyed having that conversation with you.
Well, Rusty, thank you so much for your work, and I look forward to it.
So you're listening to Living and Thriving with Rusty, and that was Joe Nunzaida. I can't pronounce his name. He's probably going to not send me a Christmas card now, but you can check him out at Joe, JOENUNZ.com. And, you know, he's got some really great work. I think he's really onto something that is going to inspire and motivate people to just do better things and to be better at being human. It's a tough job, this human thing. So don't forget to come out and see me tonight. I'll be speaking at Laurel Mays Cottage. I'm so excited, and it's going to be a blast and lots of hugs. And don't forget the tissues, because I always make people cry, including myself. Until Sunday night, know that I love you. I miss you. And, you know, this is just a great journey, and we get to walk it together, and you're beautiful. And the best thing that you can do today, right now, is go out and smile. Even if you have to duct tape your lips in a smiling position, go out and smile, because it's the best contagion to give.
You're listening to Living and Thriving with Rusty.